job with her because of her hard drives. And I also need to encourage you to have a little staff member meeting today. So we will be having a second time in high school time. We are celebrating that. We're meeting to the Central Bay at Marine Park at St. Valerie. And before we open the ballot for public testimony, Representative Haley Manners said that you wanted to provide some additional information this morning. So please begin by putting yourself on the record. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Representative Sarah Mann, House District 33, August March. But for the record, we hear a question in the first hearing about the acreage in the existing State Marine Park, which currently has a land base of 450 acres and a water tidal base of 730 acres for a total of 1,188 acres. The hospital plan places the law on board 251 additional land acres for the park, creating 1,331 total acres in the new park. I don't believe there are additional maps provided to each of you in response to Representative Trump's inquiry to make sure you saw it on your basis. I do appreciate the clear resolution. You know, Representative Crockett mentioned it would be great to see a clear resolution individually happen, so we appreciate that this sponsor talking about that forward. Are there any questions from the viewers at this time for the sponsor? Right, seeing none, we will now open up the bill for public testimony.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you, Representative Karen Jarvin, for the committee members for having me down today. I just wanted to bring a perspective on a personal perspective and personal ties to this bill. Protect the cemetery, or I won't be late.
Mr. Thibodeau, I'm still on the line. Mr. Thibodeau, you might have accidentally pressed the mute button.
I'm sorry, somebody called me out on my cell phone. But back to my point, I just wanted to say that the biggest difference of all these different types is whenever they tell us we weigh now, we're the 17 people from active day who are close to a silent private line, and we may never be able to protect that from a jury. We learned this whenever I worked there in 2014 with Frank Martin and Lieutenant Martin, the board member of Frank Martin, Michael McCain. They've been wonderful work on preserving the history and making the history known about what happened. So now we know the biggest difference is we may never be able to do anything about the public hearing or others. In 2017, we lost to the Cross Cultural Alliance and actual interpretive signs along the trail leading up to the cemetery. The tragic suffering and loss of those in charge of property should not be ignored. We believe that the recognition and protection afforded by presidents of HB10 are the best way the state of Alaska to act in a broad public interest in its value of great historical significance. I would quickly add that as an adjacent landowner for over 30 years, I would have and see no objection to this land designation. But no research conflict existing concerning commercial timber or animals is sufficient to the main protein that is simply the highest and best use of this state land. Thank you.
Justin Gross and Ricky Dees are up in line and vote over questions. Are any final points of discussion or questions from the committee at this time? Representative Wong.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The question is this transfer going to affect any sort of the 50 cents or some popular proceeding in this meeting transfer?
Mr. Gross or Mr. Dees, do you have an answer to that? The time is 8:17 a.m. and this hearing of the House Tribal Affairs Committee is now adjourned.